We have been around for almost 90 years.
Blame on both sides.
And not a sign of any slowing down.
But you also had very fine people on both sides.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Stay focused. Talk about things that matter to people. It's the economy, stupid.
You can dig a six-pack on the carpet. Tastes like a million-dollar bill. You can make a one-bedroom apartment feel like a house up on a hill. You can make my truck out in the driveway roll like a cleaned-up Cadillac. Girl, looking at you, looking at me that way can make a man feel rich on minimum wage.
Joe Thomas in the morning. It is the economy. Because this is where the fertile soil of Marxism gets sown. Class warfare. It's the calling card of it. So you make the economy sick enough. This is where I come up with the expression Munchausen's by government syndrome. You make the economy sick with your labor policies and your trade policies. Yeah, I said labor policies too. And then you come in and insist that you're the only one who can fix it with subsidies and you give backs and tax breaks to companies that are already profitable without your assistance. But they gave a lot of money to your reelection campaign and their tech. So it's kind of fun to be seen with them. They're cool. They're hip. Nobody understands them, but that's okay. Nobody understood James Carville either. They all thought he was a rube from the sticks. He showed them. He showed them and hanging out on a beanbag chair, getting some attorney general from Arkansas, got a sniff at being governor for a while, made a whole bunch of money using his governor's office for that. Because it is the economy, stupid. Mine. That's why the Clinton Foundation gives so much money to charity. We keep a lot of it for ourselves, but Chelsea's got to get paid a pretty good salary, you know. But it's to the conservatives' peril when you don't think that poverty and the economy is an important issue. Because you know this is where the leftist comes along and sneaks in the back door and takes your lunch money from you, quite honestly. Because you'll go along, you'll be thinking, oh, you know, gas prices, grocery prices. And then the leftists will come along and say, yeah, but I've got a check for you every month. Just fill out this form and wait for your approval. Good morning. You're on the air with Joe Thomas in the morning. Who's this?
This is Joe from Stanislaw. How you doing today?
Hey, Joe. How you doing, my friend?
Well, I think the economy is huge today and every day. Not just but. I saw a story last night before I went to bed that's the biggest story I've seen in America in 200 years when a former president gets his house raided. Am I on another planet or something? I mean, is this not the biggest news around?
Well, the biggest news is the fact that the FBI is admitting to the fact that they had the raid. They executed a warrant at Mar-a-Lago, and they are looking for the documents. This goes back to the accusation that President Trump took classified materials with him when he left the White House. This goes back to the same witch hunt they're on to try to find out, you know, he was colluding with Russia and all the same fraudulent stuff they were saying before. They just chose now. I thought it was curious they chose now, which really has no bearing on the election. I would have, if it was me and I was doing it tactically for political gain, I would have waited till mid to late September to do this so that guys like Bob Good and folks like Yesley Vega would have to wear that albatross on their neck, closer to the election. But it's a big story. I don't know what they found. I don't even know if they've taken any documents out yet. They did a search, and it was apparently a legal search, and they, you know, went through and looked for these papers that they accused him of taking with him from the Oval Office, which, as far as I understand the story, the dispute is he said they're, you know, personal documents for the Trump Presidential Library, and they said, no, they're classified, and I guess that's to be borne out.
Yeah, it just sounds like a banana republic to me. I just can't believe that, especially if it's true, that there's a safe in the house and the safe was broken into. That is unbelievable.
I think the warrant included the safe, as I understand the legalities of it, because there's, you know, different reportings on it. But I think the warrant included the safe. So therefore he was compelled to open the safe for them, as you would as well. But here now, go back to what I was talking about with James Carville's boy, Bill, from Arkansas. So here's a guy, and this is going to come back to Standardsville as well. So here's a guy who abuses office, who uses his governor's position to make money for himself and the McDougals through Whitewater. They shred the documents. They have people commit suicide, quote unquote, to cover up for it. And there's nary a bat of an eye over the very clear and very confirmed allegations that Governor Clinton of Arkansas was making money by abusing his office. Now go to your clerk Snow in Greene County. Again, abuses his office, takes his office, uses his position to go find out who it is that narked on his heroin-dealing son, and he gets 3 months in jail, while some guy who happened to be in the Capitol Rotunda without paying the tour guide fee is in jail for seven years. And the guy who abused his office and put people's lives in jeopardy by, you know, finding out who these confidential informants are. So apparently abuse of office is fine. That's where the Banana Republic comes in.
Well, I'll tell you what, I didn't see Biden's son's office raided recently either. Have you seen that?
No, they won't. No. What was it, Ray? 3 months ago, Joe, they asked Chief of the FBI, Ray, if he knew where Hunter Biden's laptop even was, and he said no. So they know where President Trump's safe is, but they don't know where Hunter Biden's laptop is. And this goes back to what the president did when he outed the swamp, when he said, we're going to drain the swamp. Well, this is the swamp fighting back. This is the institutional government saying, oh, no, you don't want this. Remember, the FBI was founded to go enforce prohibition. You know, when prohibition went away, why didn't the FBI go away? And I know there are good men and women who actually are law enforcement officers for the FBI, but the organization in its construct was there to enforce federal prohibitions on things that they murkily had any constitutional authority to prohibit, and to go after the mobs that were making the moonshine. So when the prohibition got repealed, why didn't the FBI?
Yeah, for some reason, my mind keeps going back to Marcos and the Philippines and people in the other third world countries who grabbed as much as they could, ran out to the helicopter and got out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what this gentleman is being treated like right now. And he has never been that kind of a person. He didn't make his money in government. He made it outside of government. And now I'm lost for words. I can't believe what happened.
Well, but that's when you mention Banana Republic, it's the targeting of your political opponents. And it's not, you don't have to go all the way back to the Marcoses in the Philippines. You look at what Venezuela turned into. Look at the civil war that Zimbabwe devolved into when the police department backed one person for president and the army backed another, and they're battling in the streets. I mean, this is where rule of man supplants rule of law. Joe, you know this. You know, once, you know, whoever the boss is your guy, you love it. But when the boss changes and you know, the laws, Jim Hinchley, you know, I don't know how they, your guy in Greene County, does it, because he's kept a low profile regarding the survival crime and the progressive, prosecutor, biz. But I know for a fact his predecessor, Matt Hardin, wasn't looking the other way when people committed crimes. But in Albemarle County, you've got this guy who just, you know, he's not going to prosecute people who steal things, from, this is the lawlessness that we've created. And we have to put rule of law people back in there. That's why the Yesley Vega race, you're up in Standardsville, that race is so important. And, you know, and people are getting nervous about it. People are getting itchy feet. Are you confident in Yesley Vega winning in the seventh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the only thing I keep hearing about her opponent, Spanberger, is she works across the aisle. Well, I haven't seen a Democrat work across the aisle in the last month. Have you?
No, of course not. But it makes for good copy. Hey, Joe, I've got to run to the news, my friend. God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
No matter who your congressperson winds up being in the redistricting,
you will respect my authority.
It's still Joe Thomas in the Morning on WCHV.
In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups, the police who investigate crime and the district attorneys who prosecute the offenders. These are their stories.
Joe Thomas in the Morning, 434-964-1075, and equal justice. And I think, you know, the problem most people have right now with what's going on, what started happening yesterday, middle of the day in Mar-a-Lago, is the Hunter Biden laptop. Is the, you know, oh, well, that's just political gamesmanship versus some process crime that involves taking documents he shouldn't have taken with him. And the lawyers have been wrangling about this since January of 2021 as to, you know, whether these documents were, you know, for the Trump library or what it might be for. So the latest on it is they've completed the search, and this goes into why people are looking at this unequal application. Go back to Harvey Silverglate's 3 felonies a day. Look at the Inflation Act and $128 billion for the Internal Revenue Service, including thousands and thousands of new field agents, armed field agents ready to come and investigate you for not giving your fair share to the government. It's government uber alles. It's abuses and usurpations. The last time I read the abuses and usurpations, I was told, you're being an insurrectionist. Actually, the Declaration of Independence had nothing to do with insurrection. It was a legal document under Magna Carta. It was a legal filing. Let facts be submitted to a candid world, wrote a kid from Charlottesville named Thomas. He has refused his assent to laws the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly. He has refused for a long time after such dilution to cause others to be elected. He has endeavored to prevent the population of these states for that purpose of obstructing the laws of naturalization. He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. This is the legal filing filed by the Continental Congress of these United States of America to the Parliament of Great Britain, saying we no longer recognize the king's authority because of these abuses. He has kept among us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. He has affected to render the military independent and superior to the civil power. And remember, back then you didn't have the militarized police, to borrow from our friend John Whitehead at the Rutherford Institute. Would he, you know, standing armies in the case of today include the NSA, Department of Homeland Security, FBI. And what is scary to most people is if this is what you can do to a media savvy president of the United States, what are they going to do to you? How many Matt Hardens do you have to keep on retainer? Because remember, for you, and just look at the people who are persecuted for January 6th. And as I said, Snow out of Greene County for, you know, outing a bunch of sheriff's confidential informants to protect his son, his heroin dealing son, gets 3 months. Somebody who happened to be in the Capitol without paying his tour guide fee does 7 hard. And the ones who didn't get 7-year sentences are the ones who agreed to call it insurrection. Oh, no, I'm sorry, wrong. The 7-year guy was told he was going to do 20 unless he signed a deal that said he'd call it an insurrection. Oh, yeah, we were insurrectionists. Because they want to label President Trump as an insurrectionist so that he can never hold any office again. He might as well just be in shackles. Put him in a stockade in the middle of town square and throw tomatoes at him. But that's him. What are you going to do when they come for you? What are you going to do? Just look at the story we covered yesterday. Only media outlet in Charlottesville covering the story of Rob Schilling versus, you know, his own bosses won't let them cover the story. He gets harassed by the local election officials for doing nothing illegal, and it took him, you know, what, 8 months, 9 months to get recompense? And even then, they went down swinging. It wasn't until the next judge from the last said, nah, you don't have a case here, and they finally cut a deal, probably with a gag ordinance on it. I don't care. It doesn't gag me. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do when the FBI and the think about speaking of John Whitehead and the Rutherford Institute, think about Brandon Raub. You remember the name Brandon Raub? Did nothing except have a Facebook account and some friends who liked death metal. It's a thing. It's a musical genre. You may not like it or not. And one of his friends posted on his Facebook page, wasn't even his writing, but one of his friends, you know, just posted some lyrics from a death metal song he had heard that he thought was apropos. And the next thing you know, Brandon Raub is getting his door kicked in, really kicked in. No, you know, no warrant. Hauled off to Western states where his mother couldn't even get to him. Rutherford Institute had to arrange for travel just so she could get to Western states. They wouldn't allow him, you know, representative visits because it was mental health. It wasn't criminal. All because he was a veteran. And he was seen, you know, hanging around in conservative circles. See the Department of Homeland Security's secret list, which isn't so secret, of the worst domestic terrorist threats. Look at their list. Gadsden flags. Punisher skulls. American flags with blue stripes and red stripes in them. But what are you going to do? I mean, the Rutherford Institute only has so many lawyers. Matt Hardin only has so many minutes in a day to defend your case. Mike Hallahan, you know, how many defense attorneys are out there that will take these cases? Because the process will be the punishment, like the guy who's doing 7 but could have done 20 if he didn't sign an agreement saying, sure, we were insurrectionists. Well, the process becomes the punishment. So if they can do it to the president, I mean, I'm surprised they aren't knocking on your door and my door right now. I guess we're just not important enough to them yet, as I said at the onset. FBI Chief Wray can't even figure out where Hunter Biden's laptop is.
When the government kicks sand in your face, we're the folks that can help you stand up to them. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Hi. I'm Bassam Mansour, proud son and owner of Michael & Son Services. As a kid, I worked alongside my dad on nights and weekends, learning the electrical trade, and saw firsthand his passion for serving customers. My father suddenly passed away when I was 19 years old, and it was up to me to take over the family business and care for my mother and sister. With the love and support of my mother, and the values and lessons my father taught me, I was able to grow the company from a one-truck operation working outside of our house to over 600 trucks of plumbers, electricians, and HVAC technicians, as well as restoration services. Call Michael & Son today and get $100 off any drain cleaning. Our team of licensed plumbers have the right tools and training to clear any blockage, no matter how big or small, to ensure your family's comfort. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve your home, and we look forward to meeting your family.
Plumbing to electrical, heating to air conditioning. If you can't, we can. Michael & Son.
Another record for the Mona Lisa of baseball trading cards. I'm Mac McDonald with today's Mac Minute. It follows this scoreboard.
The Washington Nationals lost in Chicago 6-3 to the Cubs, and the Orioles topped Toronto 7-4, moving their record to 5 wins over .500, and they stand just one game out of the final American League wild card berth.
Last Friday, a rare Honus Wagner baseball card changed hands for $7.25 million. It was a private deal, making it the most expensive trading card of all time. There are only 50 copies of the card certified worldwide. Between 1909 and 1911, only 206 Wagner cards were produced. Wagner, who played 21 seasons mostly with the Pirates, endorsed the American Tobacco Company for a short time with other stars. He ended his association not wanting youngsters to chew or smoke tobacco. Ken Golden, the king of cards, explains.
Those cards became very, very popular. It was the turn of the century. Had Ty Cobb, Cy Young, Christy Mathewson, everybody. But Honus Wagner, the legend goes, did not, even though he, you know, was a big chewer of tobacco, did not want to promote tobacco to kids.
The Flying Dutchman won 8 National League batting titles and is considered one of the best shortstops ever. His card last sold in the U.S. for $294,000 in 06. I'm Mac McDonald with today's Mac Minute.
The economy is heading for a total disaster. The Fed must choose between a stock market and housing market crash or hyperinflation. Hi, this is Stephen K. Bannon, and I urge you to diversify your retirement savings into physical gold today. To help you get started, my friends at Birch Gold have created a free information kit on gold IRAs. To get your free copy, just text SHELTER to 989898. There's no obligation or purchase required. Again, that's SHELTER to 989898.
Your CBS 19 weather authority forecast for today. Mostly sunny skies with a chance for an isolated shower in the afternoon. Highs into the middle 90s. For tonight, an isolated shower chance early, but mostly clear. Lows into the lower 70s. For Wednesday, partly cloudy with chances for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs near 90. And for Thursday, partly cloudy with a chance for an isolated shower in the afternoon. Highs into the middle 80s.
I am CBS 19 meteorologist Franklin Spain on Seville 1075 and 1260 WCHB.
WCHB time 549 and 73 degrees outside of the Automated Office System Studios in Charlottesville. Roads around the area doing pretty well as you go up and down 29, still 64 on this side of the mountain, doing just fine. Waynesboro side, on the westbound side, you've had lane restriction that are not necessarily closed, but just impeded with a disabled tractor trailer they're working on there. But that's on the Waynesboro side. It's right by exit 94. In this traffic update brought to you by SVOE, your Canon, Kyocera, Xerox copiers and service for Charlottesville. And, of course, Franklin's forecast on a Tuesday morning brought to you by Comfort Source.
The economy is heading for a total disaster. The Fed must choose between a stock market and housing market crash or hyperinflation. Hi, this is Stephen K. Bannon, and I urge you to diversify your retirement savings into physical gold today. To help you get started, my friends at Birch Gold have created a free information kit on gold IRAs. To get your free copy, just text SAFEGUARD to 989898. There's no obligation or purchase required. Again, that's SAFEGUARD to 989898. 9898.
The NASCAR Cup Series.
Got a great crowd here today at the Richmond Raceway.
Regular season is winding down.
Denny Hamlin is on the back bumper. Question is, where will the move come? Here's Byron to the back straightaway.
With only three races before the playoffs.
The streak has been broken. Denny Hamlin sees the checkered flag.
It's the Federated Auto Parts 400.
2 p.m. Sunday.
Brought to you by Charlie Obal Chevy on WCHV.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
The purpose of the raid, from what they said, was because the National Archives wanted to, you know, cooperate whether or not Donald Trump had any documents in his possession. And my father has worked so collaboratively with them for months. To have 30 FBI agents, actually more than that, descend on Mar-a-Lago, give absolutely, you know, no notice, go through the gate, start ransacking an office, ransacking a closet. You know, they broke into a safe. He didn't even have anything in the safe. I mean, give me a break. And this is coming from what, the National Archives?
So that's Eric Trump last night talking about the raid at Mar-a-Lago, and there is a second part to this. And this you really have to be in a dark, conspiratorial, follow the money place. So what they now have established is that this is political persecution. Now, this can go one of two ways. So the conservatives have all gathered. You're there, 434-964-1075. Emails coming in about the targeting, political targeting of Trump. This is, I'm going to use a word that's going to trigger our COVID fetishists, inoculate the Bidens. So follow me on this. So Trump is being targeted. President Trump is being targeted by the FBI for this investigation that's purely political. January 2023 rolls around and the 100 and what number are we on? 118th Congress gets sworn in. And Bob Good and Yesley Vega and Ben Klein are in the majority and Morgan Griffith, they're all in the majority. And whether it's Kevin McCarthy or not, there's a Republican Speaker of the House. Mitch McConnell is the Senate Majority Leader, and they begin an investigation into Hunter Biden's laptop, and immediately everyone says, what happened to political targeting of your opponents, huh? Yeah, you're all... So this is why they're... This is a... You got to be dark when you think about this stuff, because remember, this is the scheming schemers that they are. So you do this, you get everyone up in arms about political persecution, and then... Oh, well, how is Hunter Biden's laptop any different than Mr. Trump's safe at Mar-a-Lago? Why, we don't even, this email. All right, here, right here, email from Janice, who says, Joe, normally agree with you wholeheartedly, but Hunter Biden's laptop, we have no idea where it is. My cousin is a lawyer, and he has said time and time again, the integrity of evidence is important. Chain of custody. Who had it? Where's it been? Nobody can verify it. I think it has been verified in several cases, but I get what you're saying, because the laptop went to the New York Post and whoever else, and then it wound up at the FBI after it made the rounds. You know, if you have a bloody glove found out behind somebody's house, supposedly by a police officer, And you know, so the cornerstone of some murder investigation. I'm just saying, hypothetically. Let's say you have some former, you know, football player, B movie actor type, standing charged with murdering his wife and waiter. Let's say hypothetically. And the only bit of physical evidence is a bloody glove that, you know, is where's it been? Who had it? Where did it come from? You see what I'm getting at? And this is the point I was making, is that they're setting up the premise that you're not allowed to look into Hunter Biden's laptop. Oh, because you said, you know, we're against political retribution and investigation. No, I thought you said you were all against that stuff.
Being tuned in means
Joe Thomas now. Lars Larson at 6.
Seville 1075 and 1260 WCHV.
Send lawyers, guns, and money.
The purpose of the raid, from what they said, was because the National Archives wanted to, you know, corroborate whether or not Donald Trump had any documents in his possession. And my father has worked so collaboratively with them for months. To have 30 FBI agents, actually more than that, descend on Mar-a-Lago, give absolutely, you know, no notice, go through the gate, start ransacking an office, ransacking a closet. You know, they broke into a safe. He didn't even have anything in the safe. I mean, give me a break. And this is coming from what, the National Archives?
To varying degrees, we're talking about sentiments of disgust and outrage that frankly seem to be, well, more or less fitting the bill for most Republicans. This is from Kevin McCarthy. He says, Attorney General Garland, preserve your documents and clear your calendar. I've seen enough. The Department of Justice has reached an intolerable state of weaponized politicization. Republicans take back the House. We will conduct immediate oversight of this department, follow the facts, and leave no stone unturned.
So we live in a world where Jim Hinchley gets to decide whether or not the amount of stuff you've stolen from somebody is sufficient for prosecution. We are told that police officers only arrest you because they don't like the color of your skin, and that justice can be brought down for an archivist's requests, and search warrants can be issued for no other better reason than an archivist has got tired of negotiating over boxes of documents from a White House. This is so flimsy and based on such a bizarre series of things that I can only point to, and it's a dark, craven place in my world, that this is establishing the inoculation for Hunter Biden. As Ray writes in, I always thought, as Charles writes in, I always thought it was nice of the Russians to put a Bo Biden Foundation sticker on their disinformation planted laptop. But this will create the premise that when Kevin McCarthy is the Speaker of the House and Mitch McConnell is the Senate Majority Leader, and when somebody calls for an investigation into Hunter Biden's laptop,
well, Roger, you all were against the targeting of President Trump. This is just the targeting of the former president's family.
And remember, this has gone on forever. Abuse of office from the local clerk in Greene County abusing his office and getting 3 months in jail for breaking his solemn sworn oath, to Bill Clinton making a fortune for himself selling Scrabble real estate because he changed the laws to make it worth something.
Oh, Joe, that's just right.
This is the corruption of the offices that we should be up in arms about. Anyway, just a snippet of where we are on the story. Mason is on the line at 434-964-1075. Your thoughts as well. Good morning, Mason. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning, sir. I'm doing good. I had 2 cups of coffee.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh, look out.
You're ahead of me. What's going on? What has it brought you to think then?
Well, multiple things, but we're going to go with only two of them. Hunter Biden's laptop.
Uh-huh.
Folks, don't worry. It's still getting the slow walk, but it's getting the walk. It's coming toward the moment of rectification. Now, more red on the map after voting will help.
Oh, yeah.
But it hasn't been forgotten, and it is not lost. So, it was so much for Hunter. Hunter Crackhead Biden. Oh, what a nickname.
Well, I don't know if it's his official nickname. I don't know if Dad calls him that at Thanksgiving or not. Let me ask you a quick question about this.
At what point do the Democrats start joining with the Republicans to call for this laptop? Because I'm hearing enough of them saying, I don't know if I'm so thrilled with this guy anymore as president. Even though, J. Miles Coleman at the Larry Sabato Institute, Forgetting Larry Sabato, mentioned in the media, says, I don't know, all these spending bills, all these free money bills are really helping the Democrats in the polls.
Well, I don't know when they'll come together on going after Hunter. It's nobody wants to fold their hand in the poker game.
Okay.
But now I'm going to go back to what I spoke about yesterday, the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the basic rules. If you don't do anything wrong, there's 99 point, and then we can put a whole bunch of nines after it, like 1,000 nines after it. They're not going to come after you to question you. You haven't done anything wrong. They're not going to do anything wrong.
All right. I've got to ask you, though, then. Define wrong. What is wrong?
By the tax code. Tax laws.
Okay.
And now people holler, I pay too much taxes. And maybe we do. But what's wrong with the other person that's not paying their fair share having to get questioned, maybe scared, or maybe federal jail time, so that they pay their taxes? I believe that letting people get away with not paying their taxes certainly isn't fair to those that do pay their taxes.
But when you look at the murky, and this goes into why the progressive tax code that we have right now is such a violation of natural law, in my view, Mason, because it's so ambiguous in most cases, and in some places completely contradictory, that knowing what is fair and not, what is criminal or not, what is investigatable or not, is a movable feast in a lot of cases.
Well, I think the tax code's pretty firm. I'll give you an example of myself. I own a couple of businesses in Northern Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
I own some property up there. I owned a couple other things going on up there. Before I moved here, I moved to Tennessee for 2 years. Mm-hmm. I moved there for two reasons. I wanted to try it out to see if it was the right fit for me.
Okay.
But there was a tax savings, and I sold gobs of stuff. Once I had established residency, I had gotten my electric hooked up. I had my car registered in my name. I had a place that I was renting at the time mm-hmm. in my name. There were a couple other things, water, sewer, and I'd been there for a couple months. And then I sold everything. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to get a phone call or a letter, probably a letter. And after 2 years, I didn't stay there for 1 month and move back to Virginia just to take advantage. That would have gotten a letter for sure. But I stayed there for 2 years, and I have never gotten a letter.
But do you paid all the appropriate taxes on the disbursement of your income?
I did. But there was a move to avoid paying taxes in Virginia.
So you moved to Tennessee. I hope nobody's recording this, Mason. I really don't want them to come visit.
It's all legal. And I called the IRS to check it out. I went way above board.
I hear you. I hear what you're saying.
I used an accountant down there, not an accountant up here.
Mm-hmm.
I called the IRS to question, is this maneuver legal?
And it was. Well, so are you saying the code is too, I guess that's a rabbit hole, but paying your fair share is what I think most people would say is fine. And that's why we would like just maybe a flat tax, say, 25, 30%. Make everybody pay 25%. This is what got Tim Scott from Florida in so much trouble. He said, just tell everyone, give me 10%. And we'd make more money than we are right now with this kind of daisy chain of like, well, you made this, but you're in this bracket. And then if you sell this, then you're in that bracket. You see what I'm getting at? That's where all the crazy making begins.
My father, deceased, who was sort of a player in Northern Virginia politics,
mm-hmm.
he argued for the flat tax for years.
He argued against or for?
four.
Four. Okay. I'm sorry. Somebody was whispering in my ear. That's what you should. I mean, I wish more liberals felt that way or Democrats felt that way. Anyway, Mason, I must run to break, sir. You have a great morning.
Okay.
Tuned in to you as much as you are tuned into us. Fox News updates every half hour on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
In order to form a more perfect union, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
We the people.
Joe Thomas in the morning, 434-964-1075. I want to get into the legal documents like the Declaration of Independence or the Article 5 Convention and how you rein in the tax code, the IRS, the FBI, and all of the weaponized agencies. We've talked about Virginia's Alcoholic Beverage Commission police and all these folks who can go out and arrest you, pull out their 9mm and chase you across the Harris Teeter parking lot for carrying a 12-pack of seltzer water, that kind of thing. This is what has got everyone on edge and a loss of faith in the justice system. But let me get to Matt first, and then we got let me get AJ in the queue here. Matt was online first. AJ, is that you, my friend?
Yeah, buddy.
All right, hang on the line. Matt's ahead of you there. And good morning, Matt. Thanks for hanging on the line. What's going on?
Hey, no problem. I want to remind you of a name from the past, Sandy Berger.
Oh, gosh. Wow. Blast from the past, boys and girls.
Sandy Berger stole papers from the National Archive that could have prosecutorial implications for our friends the Clintons.
Mm-hmm. Stuffed them in his pants, too, ironically.
Stuffed them in his pants. Paid a fine.
Yep.
Got community service. Lost his law license, but at his age, he wasn't going to practice anymore. And this is the double standard. And while I appreciate Mason's faith that something will be done with the Hunter Biden laptop, he used the expression slow walk. I would say it's more of a glacial walk. and by the time something gets done, old Joe will be dead. The rest of the family will have faded into obscurity, and nobody's going to care. And when the Republicans, if the Republicans get into office, if they don't blow another election, they're not going to chase this. They're going to just say, oh, let's just put this behind us and move on.
Well, this is why the government's ability to traffic in this kind of money, to create these permission states that allowed Bill Clinton and the Whitewater Investment Cabal, Rose Law Firm, et al., to make money by using the government permit structure. And this is what goes on in Albemarle County, in their restrictive land use. Well, how does this person's land use deferment get, approved, but this one's doesn't? And where are the connections with some family member of some supervisor or a gubernatorial candidate or a member of the House of Delegates? There's too much authority in these bodies now, and whether it's mission creep or it's just Munchausen's by government syndrome, you start with the Hoffer paradigm. It starts with a movement, it becomes a business, and it turns into a racket. I don't think there's a problem with having zoning code, but when you start using it like the Clintons did to make money for themselves, that's when you've got a problem. And that's where we've come apart, because we're not, well, as you said, we look the other way when Sandy Berger or Hunter Biden does it, but Donald Trump takes a bunch of papers home with him and they say they're classified. Well, prove it. Show me exactly what you think I have, and we'll get to it. But it's the targeting of somebody who is an outsider. And go back to what I said in January of 2017, Mason. This is about
outsiders not thinking, you know, any longer about moving themselves into any of these offices, because you don't want to be on the board of supervisors. You're an outsider, and look at what we do to outsiders. You don't know the rules, and we're going to target you. We're going to get you on a process crime because you don't, you haven't come through the system and you don't know all the process.
Well, and this I think is part of the difficulty with the way the system is set up now, in that for Democrats and for too many Republicans, politics is a career.
Mm-hmm. It's a business.
Way of life. It is a business. This is something that they pursue the way other people would pursue being a plumber or being a carpenter or being a musician. Mm-hmm. And for these people, this is their system. This is their world. And people who intrude upon it do so at their own peril.
Right. You're going to cost me money. Well,
you were saying before that, you know, you were surprised that they didn't hold off until farther into the election season before pulling this raid. I think that there has been enough of a groundswell of Trump-supported candidates that they want to kind of nip this one in the bud. They want to slam down on him hard now.
All right. Well, I tell you what.
Before too much momentum is built up.
I appreciate it, my friend. You have a great morning.
All right. Take care.
And AJ is on line two, and I want to just have him hang on for a moment. AJ, can you hang on with us through the news? AJ?
Yeah.
Can you hang on through the news?
Yeah, I got you, Joe.
We have been around for almost 90 years.
Blame on both sides.
And not a sign of any slowing down.
But you also had very fine people on both sides.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
You kids out there, you're interested in facts. That'll serve you in good stead. We never had an interest in facts, which is why things have turned out the way they are.
Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage.
Information laundering is really quite ferocious. It's when a huckster takes some lies and makes them sound precocious by saying them in Congress or a mainstream outlet. So disinformation's origins are slightly less atrocious. It's how you hide a little idle.
Joe Thomas in the morning. Nina Jankowicz, where are you? We need you to tell us the truth from the lies. Where's our information board from the FBI? AJ was hanging on the line. Rita Smith's going to join us in a little bit, registered dietitian. But AJ, thank you for hanging on through the news. Obviously, people fired up about the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago yesterday. Is that what you called about?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, Mason's call, and not to go against Mason or anything, but I think, you know, by him saying that 99.9% of the people won't have a problem with an IRS that's bigger than our Pentagon and all those bureaucracies put together, I think that's what we do as Americans. For some reason, we put our head in the sand and we don't look at the problems. What just happened yesterday is no different than what happens in Bogota, Colombia. It's no different than what happens in Russia. It's no... The only difference between North Korea and us right now is somebody didn't have nerve agent in the hand and rub it on Ivanka's face when they walked out the door. You've got a real problem, and it's a cancer. And for some reason, I get it, you don't look at the problem, and you want to give all these agencies and these people and Americans, because they are Americans, you want to give them the benefit of the doubt. But time and time again, the IRS just got caught with the Tea Party. You know, mm-hmm. weaponizing, you know, Obama's administration weaponized the IRS.
And that's verified. But here's the thing. See, no, I don't want to give them the benefit of the doubt. You know what? What document doesn't give them the benefit of the doubt, AJ?
Exact Constitution.
Exactly. This power was never supposed to be in the hands of these people. This kind of authority was never supposed to exist, because Madison knew that we all are weak enough to succumb to our greed, our jealousy, our sloth, whatever it may be. Our vices are going to take over, and you give us enough power and we're going to start weaponizing them like a bunch of, you know, masters of the dark arts from Harry Potter.
But when are we going to get outraged and enough people will start to just, I mean, just go crazy about it? Because that's what it's going to take.
Well, no.
If we keep sitting here.
you know, not to disagree, but this is why I'm such a big ardent supporter of the Article 5 convention. We have to get it convened because it's our way, the same way Jefferson filed a legal document under Magna Carta that said we had the right to say the king has abused his power and we don't recognize his authority anymore. We have the right as citizens under Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution to say to an out-of-control Washington, we're taking it back. We write a series of amendments that restrict the bureaucracy, restrict this power, fix some of the things that have become obviously wrong, and maybe we never need to call another one. Maybe we need to call another one every couple of years.
But what's going to happen if that was actually going to happen and go through? What would they do? They'd send the FBI to raid whoever was the prominent leader or group of prominent leaders, and then they would come out with some trumped up evidence. We're in a banana republic. Rules are off the table.
I'll tell you what, AJ. I'll tell them where I am every given moment. They can GPS me. They can come get me because, you know, it may take a Nelson Mandela moment. It may take, you know, Joe Thomas spouting off about the Article 5 convention, 481 Hillsdale Drive, Charlottesville, Virginia, third floor. Come and get me. If you need to, I'm in Palmyra. Call Eric Hess. He knows where my house is. And the sheriff can come and try to raid me. And I'll be Nelson Mandela. I'm at that point in my life. My kids are grown. I'll be the Nelson Mandela for this. Because maybe that's what has to happen is people see it and go, whoa, what's happening? And I think that that's also what's happening with President Trump and this persecution. People are seeing it and they're going, whoa, 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 hang on a second here. John just wrote in an email saying, I think this was a fishing expedition. I think it was a lot of things.
100%, because one of the reports this morning was the FBI found out that he had a safe just put in his house in Mar-a-Lago. So they thought he was trying to hide something, so they trumped up some idea about the documents. And it's never gone down like this before. Anytime they've had a discrepancy about documents, they get the lawyers involved, they subpoena, whatever. That's 100,000% what that is, a fishing expedition. And it's the media will go run, you're going to turn on NBC, and they're going, oh, man, Trump was raided by the FBI. They've about got him in an orange jumpsuit. They're getting ready to put him in jail.
Exactly. It's the whole point of, you know, Joe Thomas was indicted on charges of on the front page. And then when I'm exonerated, it makes page 45. I really am out of time, though, AJ. Good stuff. There's always my friend. But come, you know, go to conventionofstates.org. It's our Declaration of Independence against the abuses and usurpations in my mind. Take a look at it.
Thank you, Joe.
USA partly cloudy with a chance for an isolated shower in the afternoon, highs into the middle 80s.
I am CBS 19 meteorologist Franklin Spain on Seaville 1075 and 1260 WCHB.
From what they said was because the National Archives wanted to, you know, corroborate whether or not Donald Trump had any documents in his possession. And my father has worked so collaboratively with them for months. To have 30 FBI agents, actually more than that, descend on Mar-a-Lago, give absolutely, you know, no notice, go through the gate, start ransacking an office, ransacking a closet. You know, they broke into a safe. He didn't even have anything in the safe. I mean, give me a break. And this is coming from what, the National Archives?
Joe Thomas in the morning, and obviously the raid on the president's home in Florida has everyone fired up. But as I said, we have a legal recourse. The same way, the founding fathers didn't want to fire another shot. There had been enough bloodshed in their mind already. Magna Carta gave them the legal recourse. Now, the king put his own crown in peril, put his own royalty in peril by doing this. Parliament was just too chicken to actually act on Magna Carta. If you read the Declaration of Independence, chapter and verse,
word for word for word. You start hearing these things over and over again. He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. He has erected multitudes of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. He has kept among us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of the legislatures.
NSA.
Surveillance. Third Amendment. But Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution, just like Magna Carta, gave Thomas Jefferson the legal recourse to say, we don't recognize your authority over us anymore. Same with the Article 5 Convention, conventionofstates.org. But I digress. You got a bunch of folks on the line. So we go to line one first. Good morning. Who's this? Oh, hang on one second. I didn't hear what you had to say there. Give me one second to get you in the system here and pick you up through the line. Good morning. Who's this?
Hello, it's Clark.
Hey, Clark. Same thing as yesterday. You're going to need to get that microphone closer to your mouth or something because I can hardly hear you.
Huh. How about now?
Yeah, that's better.
Well, we just exactly reversed from yesterday, and it's better. So anyway.
It's still really low. It's still way down there.
Okay. Why is anybody shocked by the Mar-a-Lago raid, Joe? We knew for quite some time that the FBI had no problem whatsoever getting bogus warrants. How many bogus FISA warrants did they get? And when they were found out, there's absolutely no consequence. If the Steele dossier is not manufactured evidence, essentially planted evidence, I don't know what is, and there were no consequences there. Maybe be shocked at the blatancy of the behavior, but not the behavior itself. Just more of the same, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is, but this is the unequal application of justice, because at the same time, and I think what's got most people annoyed is they continue to say things like, well, we really don't know where the Hunter Biden laptop is, Mr. Congressman. We've chronicled Sandy Berger and the documents and Whitewater and the Rose Law Firm and the Shredder. And then later, oh, hold it. Shredders are no the thing anymore because everything's electronic. So it's bleep bit. I mean, Hillary Clinton should be running the NSA because she knows how to get rid of documents pretty damn quickly. She has for years. She has been, what was the character in Pulp Fiction, Mr. Wolf? You know, send Hillary and the Rose Law Firm in, and she'll shred all the documents. And once we stop keeping them in paper, we'll just use bleach bit.
When there's hint of a scandal, Bill Clinton can say with confidence, I don't believe you can find any credible evidence of any wrongdoing. Because he knows when Hillary gets done, there's nothing to be found.
Hell yeah.
I got to wonder, Joe, is this going to be a let them eat cake moment?
How do you mean?
Well, before the whole let them eat cake thing went south over there in France, reckon how many of the ruling elite ever thought that if they pushed it long enough and hard enough, the raggedy-ass masses would rise up?
Oh, I see. So when Marie Antoinette said that, she said it, thinking, oh, what are they going to do? I actually think she was enough of a dilettante, just like the first lady talking about the Bogotas of the Bronx, that she actually thought that cake was a substitute for the fact that they had no bread. But that's how disconnected to their poverty. This is why. Much to the chagrin of everyone, I still, more upset about the CPAC straw poll in which conservatives said the economy was not their number one priority, because it should be. We need it to be. But let me get to line two here, Clark. Good stuff.
Take care.
Let me go to line two. Good morning. Who's this? Hello, who's this?
Hi, Joe, it's Mike.
Okay, real quick, Mike, we got a break coming up here, but the stage is yours.
I'll skip a lot of the obvious stuff. I'll just ask, how is that climate change working where the heat is rising, the icebergs are melting, and places like Lake Mead and Lake Tahoe is over flooding with water? Water levels are down, and Hoover Dam isn't able to produce that renewable energy from the hydro dams. So how is that energy crisis or climate crisis working out?
Well, you know what? You've just hit the nail on the head. This shows you the hypocrites that they are. If they truly believe the climate cult, why bother with investigating Donald Trump? Mar-a-Lago is going to be underwater in a couple of months.
Yesterday you used Neil Diamond and the V dot inverted diamond in the same sentence.
Yes.
Couldn't you have done Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds or a hand shot from Greece? The movie?
Now you're bringing up Olivia Newton-John, and you know, we've avoided the tragedy of her early passing.
I just want to get friends. What can I say?
Well, you're the one that I want. I'll talk to you soon, all right?
Okay.
And I mean that in a commercial way, not necessarily in a creepy.
Guten Tag, lieben Klaus und Globen.
Joe Thomas in the morning. Thank you for letting us be of service to you. Sure, you're angry right now. Of course we're angry right now. But when was the last time you made a good decision when you were angry? Let you think about it for a second. Just you spend a moment and say, okay, last time you were really angry, think about the decisions you made during that spate of anger and think about, you know, well, were they really the best choices I made? This is why I'm saying stop, go to Convention of States. .org. Read all about it. Go through it. Because like Magna Carta gave Jefferson the permission to blow up the king and say, we no longer recognize it. So didn't need to fire another shot. If Parliament had ratified the articles of the Declaration, there would not have been any war of British expulsion. We would not have had to fight against an occupying force and try to get them out of our country because it was our country. We made the case, and it was legit, and it was legal. And the same thing with the Article 5 conventions. That's all I'm saying is take a moment. We're angry right now. I've never, anyway. Maybe you're better than I am. I've never made good choices. Trust me, I have bone chips and at least a couple of knuckles from punching restaurant walls in my day. And boy, those tiles, they're harder than they look. Mason's hanging the line with a revisit. Good morning, Mason. What's going on?
Good morning again, sir. Well, I'm going to talk about solar panels in a second. But I just want to talk to everybody in the GOP. We can disagree with each other. We can be upset with each other. But don't be fighting mad and not go vote.
We got to vote. I mean,
you got to vote.
Look at if you give the Democratic Party majorities again, look at what we've gone through for the last 2 years. You think it's going to be less in the next 2 years?
Man, you got to vote. I am looking forward to holding a sign for whoever the candidate is, whoever it is.
Well, let's see. You've got Ben Klein in the 6th. You've got Bob Good in the 5th and Yesley Vega in the 7th. So that pretty much covers your Trump.
I'm talking presidential.
Oh, 24. Okay. That's when you're talking.
That's where the bigger dispute between people are that lie.
Mm-hmm.
But now solar panels, being mad at people. I am not mad at the Board of Supervisors, but I could be. Now, putting in that solar farm, solar farm, mid-sized solar farm.
650 acres. It's bigger than my property.
Yeah, they come bigger. And if they buy the solar panels from China, I'm going to be really pissed off. Mm. Now, we make them here in the United States. They cost a little more. But fine. Pay a little more.
More importantly, though, what are they going to do with them when they're done with them? Because they're just going to truck them over to the new convenience center in Esmond and bury them there so they can leach out all the heavy metals into the water supply?
Well, we're working on stuff like now the batteries. Their guy here at UVA, I believe, is looking, researching
trying
to extract some of the stuff out of them.
Right, but it's very expensive to do that.
By the time that comes.
What happens is it's very expensive.
We'll know stuff.
Yeah, the expense, the ROI, the return. This is the problem with all of it. Recycling a solar panel is incredibly expensive for the amount that you get out of it.
So it becomes just more cost effective to let it leach out into the water supply, which then really kind of blows up the idea of it being green anyway, Mason. Good stuff, my friend. Thank you, sir. Let me get to line two here. Good morning. Who's this? Good morning. Who's this? Good morning. Who's this? Hello? Oh, they hung up on me, I guess. Just playing Ring and Run. You know, I remember playing Ring and Run when I was a kid, too. Bob writes in to Joe at WCHV.com before we head to the news. The way Democrats in Congress and the Biden administration have acted convinced me of two things. Democrats are interested in only power and control. The Biden administration is the most corrupt administration ever, and it starts at the top with dear old Uncle Joe, also known as the big guy. Now, this is as old as Whitewater, and you've got all of these corrupt institutions that are using these offices for their power. This is why Madison didn't, and moreover, Mason really didn't want the centralized government, because using the power of the purse. Real quick, before we head to the news, who's this?
Hey, Joe, it's Robert. Good morning.
Who is it?
Robert.
Hey, Robert, how are you, sir?
All right, the raid on Mar-a-Lago, it's misdirection.
How do you mean?
Joe's numbers have fallen. We've got to put something back on Trump. Got to get his base excited. We're too close to the son, Hunter. And Joe, Bill Clinton did the same thing. He lobbed cruise missiles. Well, he said lobbing the cruise missile. He just got a search warrant out there.
Oh, all right. So you're saying, so this is, because it's interesting, because the Larry Sabato Institute for getting Larry Sabato mentioned in the press had J. Miles Coleman doing the press circuit yesterday talking about how all of these free money bills like the Inflation Act have actually improved all the midterm elections. And now his crystal ball is apparently saying the Democrats keep the majority in both the House and the Senate.
It's all about misdirection.
Yeah,
don't look behind the curtain.
No, actually, I don't disagree with the misdirection part of it, but I also think it's guilt by association. They were very successful in 2018 and 2019 with getting Republicans to quit the party because they didn't want to be in the party of Trump. And there's also an electoral nose count to that. How many Republicans can they get to quit on Bob Good or Yesley Vega in the next few months so that Abigail Spanberger and Pastor Thronberg can win? That's going to be the nose count.
Okay.
Thank you, Robert.
Have a good morning, Joe.
Celebrating Founding Fathers Day every day.
The spirit of 1776.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Damn it, man, we're at war!